to the floor, run a red light. Wanna see the stars, get your left to Mars. I'll come with this shit, what's it tonight? Don't call me bestie, cause I find you testy. Now I love you on red, my ego is fat. Won't stop till I'm dead, you heard what I said. Can't stop till I'm dead.
Don't care who's on board, I don't care.
Politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
They say, don't quit your day job. But I wrote this with the sun shining.
Yeah.
Ayo, I'm hotter than the sun's core. Been fancy dancing, so you know they want and want more. So I'll give it to them and spit a verse. Shout out to my sisters, beaded earrings and ribbon skirts. Till I'm in the hearse, we only got one chance. Gotta get this off of my chest, call it Sundance. Yeah. I don't rap for nothing. I'm from a place where the kids say, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin.
Yeah. Hey yo, what they say about you? I don't care, Billy Eels, I'm only here to count cool. I bounce through, yo, it's quite simple. These bars go over your head like limbo. They tell me, bro, yo, your raps could make it. But forget that native stuff, man, not that sacred.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
Attention everybody, this land was stolen. That's why I jump on this mic like the scolding. I'm golden, and your flow is trashy. To the man who stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy. So come and get your love like Redbone. I'm lit when I spit, you better smudge your headphones. They wantin' more balls like when they stuck in the dead zone. But this ain't death, I'm reppin' it nice. Call me the judge, cause you get sentenced to life. Pro agency, you messin' with a res vet. Like the game of bowling, cause we knockin' down rednecks. Nah, I'm making fun, maybe them racist ones. Just kidding, put away them guns and stop the hating, son. I ain't trying to be the hostile who shot ya. I got no beef, man, impossible whopper. Never took a shot of the vodka, we rockin' the proper. Come on.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
Get on down with the dasher.
could bite it, and you're sure you don't mind it. I'd like to tear it up and live in. I just wanna squeeze you till you pop.
Hi, you just listened to Pop by Miso Extra, and you are listening to 90.1 FM CJSF from SFU in Burnaby.
My name is Kyle. This is
Marcus.
And
I'm Yale.
And I'm Vincent.
Hi, Vincent.
Hi.
All right. We can all agree as high school students that dabble in music, we almost long to be musical artists. Because, I mean, we face a numerous amount of struggles on a day-to-day basis. I mean, sometimes we're overflowed with homework, and sometimes we get writer block. So yeah, Let's dive into writer's block. I mean, personally, me, I'm a lyricist. I love writing lyrics. I've been writing lyrics for 2-3 years now, and sometimes every time I write something, I was like, scrap it, man. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah,
so
same. I've probably been writing lyrics for about a year, and
oh, wow.
I can really relate to that, and I'm sure lots of young musicians can relate to that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the most important parts to creating a song. Yeah. I mean, it kind of conveys some of the emotion, so you can kind of get a deeper understanding as to why this artist is creating this song in the first place. So sometimes it's a bit of a pain knowing that we can't fulfill that passion that we had for a certain song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've written about 3-4 songs in my time so far. Now, that's only with my 2-3 years of experience, and I bet you I could have had 2-3 albums at this point if I just didn't have those moments of losing passion, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a big problem with it is that we have unrealistic expectations. I mean,
oh, yeah?
When I write music, I'm aiming for it to be perfect, but I'm not very experienced, and it's unrealistic.
Absolutely.
So I think what we need to do as young musicians is we need to accept that our early music isn't going to be good, because it's like learning an instrument. You're not going to be good right away, and you have to practice, and then eventually you get into a sort of flow state where you just know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
I think writing music and lyrics is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it a lot, and then eventually can relax and just pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So, yeah. Those moments of just a free flow state. Like, sometimes I'll put on
practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes I'll just put on a hip hop beat and I'll just start writing and writing and writing, and I just won't stop until I've completed a song. I'll create I'll create a first verse, a second verse, I'll create characters, I'll create hooks, and it's just one of those most beautiful moments in my life. Like, it just, it's like euphoric for me. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I try writing a lot because that way I can train myself to be able to open that valve when I need to make a song.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because it's hard to force yourself to write when you don't know how.
Absolutely, it's that's exactly what it is. It's like liquid. It's like writing with a pen. I mean, a pen has ink, and that's a form of liquid. So it's just, that's exactly what it is. It's opening a valve and flowing and flowing and flowing. So
yeah, but if you don't use that pen a lot, absolutely, it's not coming out right away.
Oh yeah, I mean, that pen's gonna get clogged. I mean, eventually it might just wear. It's gonna be dried out, and you're not gonna be able to use it anymore. So, I mean, it's good to keep up that practice on a day to day basis. I mean, like even just 20 minutes of your time throughout the day, just waking up in the morning, writing 20 minutes of lyrics, whatever it is, just get words to rhyme. Personally, I'm a hip hop artist, so I love rhyming, so literally just picking one word, one syllable, one vowel, one just that's all I need.
Like, yeah,
just pick those, just flow with it.
I usually just go off of one thought.
Oh yeah,
I'm thinking something. Maybe I'm listening to music or I'm on my computer. I think of something, so then I just pull out my notes and I start writing.
Oh yeah, absolutely, my friend, absolutely. Oh my goodness, those are the moments. Those are the moments when I would say I get over. When I'm overflown with homework, like sometimes I get this absolutely amazing idea for a song and I just want to push through and follow with it. But next thing you know, I got a quiz today. I got a test tomorrow. I got some homework to catch up on. And it closes that valve. It really just closes that valve. And my free flow state is gone. Like my pen has dried out essentially, as we were talking about there. But it really keeps me out of practice for my music, and I think I put myself down too much when I don't have those moments to write my music. I tell myself I've lost it, but the only reason I'm telling myself I've lost it is because I'm not practicing, right?
So yeah, I mean, a thing I'm sure that you can relate, and any young musicians can relate as well. I always view myself as planning to write music, so I'm like, oh, winter break is coming up.
Oh yeah.
Spring break is coming up, and I'm going to write music then. Even though I have a lot less time then than I think, you know, it sounds easy because, I have 2 weeks, but then when I get there, I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Absolutely. So my goodness.
I think it's better to start now because we're setting ourselves up for disappointment if we wait.
Absolutely. I mean, even if we do just get started with it right now, I mean, let's say if you have an idea, you get started on it right now, you have a general idea of what you want to do, but if you let it wait and sit, it just feels like things are piling on top of you. You can't get up, you can't make it out of this mess of homework, this pile. So let's see, what about you, Marcus or Yale? Do you ever feel like you have those absolutely cruel, disgusting moments that you feel like you can't make music?
For me personally, not really.
I mean, it feels truly devastating to me when I'm writing music and all of a sudden I just can't. I just feel like I can't write that music anymore, you know. And it's one of those devastating music. So one of those devastating times when you just kind of got to kick back, relax, and put on some good music, such as King Rat by Mango Wood.
I'm the King Rat, and I'm the oldest rat in this city hall. Meat is back on the menu. Yeah.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Yeah. let me speak my clout.
Beautiful anarchist, I salute thee.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
Hi, you're tuned in to Open Mic, your unpredictable playlist at 90.1 FM CJSF from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby.
My name is Kyle. This is
Marcus.
That's you.
And this is
Yeah.
So coming up, we have a song called Brain Freeze by the Jamaican Jazz Orchestra. I hope you enjoy.
Come.
You've tuned into CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby. And I'm Yale.
I'm Vincent.
My name is Kyle, and this is
Marcus.
All right. So, on the topic of musical struggles, I feel like many of us, you know, tune into, you know, kinds of genres that, you know, aren't usually like the typical listen for most people, you know?
So would you guys say you're almost like an outcast if you make kind of music that isn't typically fit in with other groups and crowds?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I personally play more of like a Nashville blues style of music on the guitar. And okay. Marcus, what do you typically
I usually like just play like really soft music, you know.
Yeah, oh, right.
Really? Is that right? Is
that's
that,
a shocker to
is
me.
Is that
man.
Really? Is that right? That's mm-hmm. not what you're that's not what you tell me when I see you at school. I see you around with an electric guitar.
Is that
guitar.
What caused half my hearing to go?
Yeah. Wow. No, when I see you at school a lot, I mean, I see you around with your guitar, electric guitar specifically, and you normally have an amp right next to you that's kind of cranked, you know?
Yeah.
It's like walking